Thank you and good morning. 33-year-old Benjamin Carter is no longer considered a person of interest in the murder investigation of Zach Chapman. He's a wanted suspect. Judge John Feeney has signed a warrant for Carter's arrest, a warrant that comes with a bail set at over $1 million. Anyone with information as to Carter's whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. He's an adult white male, 6'3", 185 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Carter is considered armed and dangerous, and if you do see him, you are encouraged to call 911. The 2014 Rhododendron Parade takes place tomorrow at 10 a.m. The Old Town Rotary Club of Eureka and the Eureka Chamber of Commerce have chosen the youth of the community as the parade's theme, celebrating our youth as ambassadors of the future of Humboldt County. The parade will begin at 7th and F Streets in Eureka and finish up at Henderson Center. If you want something else to do following the parade, you can head over to Fort Humboldt for the annual Dole Beer Steam Donkey Days. The Humboldt State University Advancement Foundation has established 3 scholarships in the names of 3 counselors killed in the fatal bus collision 2 weeks ago. That crash claimed the lives of Arthur Arzola, as well as those of Madison Haywood and Mitchell Myvett, who were engaged to be married. All 3 are graduates of HSU and worked and recruited to bring low-income and first-time students to the Arcata campus. The Advancement Foundation is raising money for the scholarships. The school will match donations of up to $20,000, and you can donate to the scholarship funds by following the links at HSU's main website. The mystery deepens as Humboldt County authorities try to piece together the fate of a missing radio announcer from Garberville. 39-year-old Jacqueline Sullivan was last heard from in February. Her family is concerned because they said she has serious medical issues, but now police have determined that she or someone used her ATM card in Coalinga. Authorities say she texted her landlord that she was moving and cleaned out her belongings. She has had no contact with her family, and the ATM card was used on March 11th. She was last seen in a gray Toyota Tacoma pickup truck with a shell. An Oregon man goes to prison. Dave Silverbrand has more.
David Joey Peterson, a self-proclaimed white supremacist, pled guilty to the federal charges in connection with the death of an Oregon teen and in Eureka, Reginald Clark. Peterson had said he killed Clark because he was black. After killing his father and stepmother, according to the Associated Press, Peterson killed an Oregon teen because his name sounded Jewish. Then he stole his car and, with a female companion, continued to Eureka, where they encountered Reginald Clark in the Winco parking lot. Peterson has already been serving a life sentence for the deaths of his father and stepmother. Dave Silverbrand, KINS News.
Thank you, Dave. Oregon State Police arrested 22-year-old Chase Best on Wednesday. Best was wanted on several felony charges stemming from 2 robberies and a vehicle pursuit on Tuesday that involved a stolen car, a stolen weapon, and an assault against officers. Best, along with Skylar Ray and a 17-year-old girl, have all been booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If there is one constant in our society, it's that the local blood bank needs donations. And across the country, residents respond with those donations. Tom Schallert, chief administrator of the Northern California Community Blood Bank, has some good news to report about local blood stocks.
Blood supply is good. I can't remember the last time that we had all of our blood inventories at 10 days or more, but they're all there right now, which is our target. Our goal is to have 10 to 14 days worth of blood on the shelf at all time, and we're at those levels.
Shallard also pointed out that the blood bank has new equipment installed on its blood mobiles to make it easier to separate blood from its components.
And we're moving into more automated collections as well because the demand for the blood components like platelets and plasma. And so you've probably seen our blood mobile going out that has been refurbished into automated collections as well. So we have 2 $70,000 pieces of equipment on there that will just collect platelets or plasma from donors. And mostly platelets is what we're collecting out there.
Schallert said the equipment makes the collection process more efficient.
Well, it helps us get the exact component that we want and permits us to get multiple components from one donor, and that saves a lot of time and effort, particularly in the area of cost of testing.
You can donate blood by contacting the blood bank by phone or online at nccbb.org. And that's the news on this rainy Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.